You talking to me? You talking to me? Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
The Soul Genius Hour of Swatch.
Oh, what is it?
Never mind.
Public access, tacky as it looks, it doesn't look so bad once you get it on camera. Go into the entertainment industry, go into...
Work your craft, direct and produce the crap.
Television controls the world. I mean, everywhere you look has something to do with TV. You can get on TV.
Do it. Hey, you got no talent, you should not be on TV.
Exploitation of self.
Psychedelic.
Drugs, crack, cocaine, heroin.
I want to get an Asian puppet.
It's scary.
You're insane. This is a stupid show.
You are living with your puppets.
I don't want pussy. When I get married, I'll have pussy. I get my sex to Jesus.
This is what Christianity does to you. Basically, it's like a psychedelic free-for-all. Well, he's retarded. He's like this retarded genius.
I did my first UFO.
We all know UFOs exist.
Problems.
I am the reincarnation of Keith Partridge.
We like to use television as a mind expansion tool.
Church of Scientology. We love television.
The dick of shtick. Rudy the rubber.
Oh, my show is geared to anyone who's got a penis or a vagina.
Be a love doctor.
You can call me.
Where are all my dildos?
Crack, heroin.
Tell me, do you think there's anything wrong with your mind, really?
Not a thing, Doc. I'm a goddamn marvel of modern science.
How would you like all your teeth kicked in?
Welcome back now, here.
Oh, yes, baby. That was the Rudy Schwartz Project with a song called Protect and Serve. Baby, you are listening to the Hour of Slack, XXX rated, number 9. Actually, what that means is not that we're going to have especially sexy or salacious material on the show. I'm sorry. But it's just that we get all these great cuts that there's just no point in trying to use them on the regular broadcast version of Hour of Slack, because when you cut the fucks and the shits, there's nothing left. It just doesn't work. So these are the things that, for whatever reason, we decided we could not use on normal American airwaves, and but I'm sure they'll end up there and hither and yon anyway. Friends, the intro was by Fernanda Nandy Lee Murr, and the next thing up would be by the Reverend Bill T. Miller, the King of Slack.
Are you a voyeur? Do you like to watch?
Uh-huh. What's your name?
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Oh, boy, today I got such a hard on.
Oh, what are you going to do with it, Bob?
Tell me.
Why don't you fuck me with it?
Tell me how you like it. If I came in your room right now,
uh-huh,
what would you do to me?
Baby, if you came in my room right now, I'd want you to put your fingers in my pussy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. You think you can find my sub-G spot, Bob?
Think so.
Come on, baby. Find it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, oh.
Oh, yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Lives lived for no reason at all, only so that they didn't have to do what they were told to do. Be in the special pot. They were told and they did what they were told. Don't pee in the bed, don't pee in the street. Just pee in the special pot. One little boy refused to pee in the special pot. He peed wherever he wanted to. Sometimes he wouldn't even pee at all. One day he didn't have a pot to piss in, and he didn't know what he was going to do. Don't pee where you can't pee. But where will I ever get a pot to piss in? But I'm a poor, poor lad. I am desperately poor. He decided to found a charity for those who did not have a pot to piss in. Never in the history of the future will a boy ever be born that did not have a pot to piss in. He promised himself, and he promised the world. Piss pots for the poor were born that day. One of the greatest charitable organizations ever created, now funded by the United Nations. Please give generously to piss pots for the poor.
Piss pots for the poor from Johnny Future. Yes, friends, Johnny Future is really amazing, and I'm about to give you an address. There's not a website exactly, but you can get Johnny Future, and I can tell you how much to send, because this isn't for our normal public stations. It's $10 for the CD, and you can get it from Rural War Room. That's the name of a show that Johnny Future is involved with in Little Rock, Arkansas. Rural War Room at 2201 West Markham Street. M-A-R-K-H-A-M. Markham Street. Little Rock, Arkansas, 72205. And you can also hear the show Rural War Room on, Tuesday nights at 10 Central Time on KABF in Little Rock, Arkansas. And they can be had online at www.intimeradio.com. intimeradio.com. St. Byron Werner is involved with that show, Rural War Room. And now some Norrell Pref. Hey.
69, always come, always come.
And above all,
be aroused.
Deep.
The need is now.
Deeply
lie down.
I must admit,
we've never had it so good.
You.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I know you would.
Why not? Well, oh, oh, I get it. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What's up? What's up, homies? A good day to you, and welcome y'all to Chap in the Hood.
Yeah, that's right. This show's hella down.
Yes. I am Sir Charles Leybridge Stuart Fotherington, and these are my chums. Sir Fixer Blunt.
Hey, what's up?
Fahad Muhammad Rakim.
Peace to you, my brother.
And my main homeboy, Butterknife.
Hey, yo, what's up?
I say, what's up, G-Dog?
None homes, just chilling and shit.
And to my old school peeps doing time in Stony Lonesome, keep your heads up. Fight the power, my brothers.
Yeah, fight the man, yeah.
Well, what we do here is discuss the contemporary issues of the day that confront our post-9/11 society.
Yeah.
Along with some scamming, slamming, and of course, jamming with the OGs.
Yeah, keep it real.
Hey, it's all good.
You join us as we were discussing the difficulty of easily obtaining large quantities of dank in a security-obsessed society. I was voicing the opinion that...
What? Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
Hey, yo, heads up.
A carload of members of a rival crew has suddenly rolled up on our crib.
Damn.
I say, homies, heads up on this shit. We don't know what they intend.
Yeah, what's up with that shit?
Oh, my.
Look through the door, brother.
Damn.
Someone is approaching the door of our humble cottage.
Damn, watch out for that.
Look out.
Damn, careful.
It's all good, gentlemen. Do not fret. For I got my hand in my pocket and my fingers on the trigger.
Hey, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Got your back, fool.
Got your back, brother.
Hello, hello. What's all this, then?
Good heavens. It's Sam Smythe, the most infamous dodgy bastard this side of the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. And I'm here because I'm right pissed, you git.
Oh, dear. What seems to be the trouble, dear chap?
You be stealing some of my best raps, mate. I'm right fit to cap your arse right now. I know you blokes are biting my lines, and now that I caught you, your arse is mine.
I'm terribly sorry. I don't understand, my good fellow.
Hey, so this fool's saying, like, you, like, stole his rap and shit. You know what I'm saying? You, like, stole his rhymes. You, like, stole his rhymes and shit, yeah.
I see. Well, dear chap, I have the advantage. You see, I got a dove sack, and my posse's got my back.
Got your back, fool.
And even if you got away, well then, we gotta follow you home with the chrome.
Hey, we got you covered.
Well, mate, my boy's got you all surrounded, like, outside. So I got the drop on your sorry arse.
Shit, he's got homies all up in this shit.
He got hella homeboys outside.
There's hella fools out there.
So, will you admit you ripped off my best snaps?
I say, this does look like a bit of a standoff, for I cannot recall biting a single rhyme of yours.
Look, sport, don't make me break you off something.
Do you know, I believe a few caps on your arse will quieten you down, my dear boy.
Right, well then, there's nothing else for it.
Hey, yo, you better not try, motherfucker.
Hey, step up, fool.
Get that motherfucker, man.
I say, before we do this thing up proper, I couldn't help noticing that it's 4:20.
Hey, yo, it's 4:20.
Shut your pie, owl. Blimey, you're right at that.
And you do know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
4:20, that's the type of smoke. 4:20's down for this old school bloke.
Well then, how about some hits from the bong, as it were?
Do what now?
Hits from the bong, old boy. You see, a bong is a water pipe for smoking dank. The dank is filtered through the water. When you take a fat hit, the pressure drops in the holding chamber, so the smoke gets pulled through the water.
You think I don't know what a bong is? I roll in that get low hood too, squire. Let's take some fat green hits from that five-footer.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, Governor. Oh, what? Eh?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Blimey, that's the chronic, that is.
Hey, yo, this shit's clogged, dude.
Say, that pipe's bang.
She's hella clogged.
That's rather fat one. Yo, don't hide the crop, because I got the easy one.
Hey, yo, look out with that cherry, fool.
Oh, bloody hell.
You're gonna burn your shit.
What seems to be the trouble? What?
Oh, bollocks. I'll burn a hole in me brand new dicky.
Ah, don't trouble yourself about that. You may have one of mine.
What?
I say, Butterknife, roll us some fatties, Holmes.
Damn, fool. I already rolled up some hella fat spit. Look at that fool.
Hey, I got the motion.
Ah. Oh, bugger. Beam me up, Scotty. That's the dank, that is.
Tally-ho.
Oh, blimey, mate.
Damn, I'm fucked up.
Damn, I'm
all fucked this booyah
up.
Has given me hella cotton mouth.
Yeah, it's worked up a right fine thirst in me as well. Have you got anything to drink?
Oh, yes. Are you down with Mickey's?
Well, I used to drink them every day. Straight 40s to the head, fool.
Butterknife. 40s for us all.
It's all good.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we must conclude our business, as it were.
Ah, oh, damn. Right, what were we on about?
You know, call me daft, but strangely enough, I can't seem to remember.
Hey,
yo, they forgot what it was about to bust a cat. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's hella fucked up.
They forgot
that shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Hey, yo, trip on this, Governor. You wanna go score a fat key then, Charlie?
Indeed. Let's go half on a bag of dank.
Then we could go down the pub and bomb up on a Guinness. Maybe throw a few darts, like.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm all up in the Guinness.
Spot on. You read my mind, old bean. Let's roll up on that place.
Damn, let's go.
Well, once again, we out of here. So, as always, let me leave you with a few words of pithy advice. 1. While you were at your job working 9 to 5, the Beastie Boys were at the garden cold kicking it live.
And 2, remember, to all my peoples in the pens, keep your head up, keeping it real out in the field, y'all.
And if you don't know...
And if you don't know...
Now you know.
Let's go, brother. We go.
Come on, fool.
Well,
you're waiting on your ass.
We've got a slide. This bit's been played out. See you around. Peace out. Cheerio. Pip, pip, and all that.
Shit in the hot tub at X-Day that year. It took many gallons to make it all clear. Now the saucers have left me, I'm stranded right here. A tub shitting moron is nothing to be. Tub shitting moron is nothing to be. I shit in the tub and made everyone sick. By trying just to fart once and letting her rip. Now I'm stranded in brushwood, left holding my dick. Tub shitting moron is nothing to be. A tub shitting moron is nothing to be. I used to play songs with a date rapist band, but the Axis they came and destroyed the whole land. Now I'm stuck in a world without slack I can't stand. A tough shooting moron is nothing to be. A tough shooting moron is nothing to be. When they've tortured and burned you till your ass is red. The Axis will stomp you and rip off your head. Then they'll shit down your neck stump and leave you for dead. A tub shitting moron is nothing to be. Tub shitting moron is nothing to be. You wish you were on Planet X with the mob. But first you must learn how to smile just like Bob. So you just sit there in the brown water and sob. A tub shitting moron is nothing to be. A tub shitting moron is nothing to be. If you want to be an asshole, then just follow.
Shitting Moron by Reverend Phineas Narco. That was taken from his either Midnight Voice Jail or National Cynical Network. And before that, Chap in the Hood was also from National Cynical Network. I can't remember the name of the guy who does it, but you can get all of that and much, much more at nationalcynical.com. Before that, we heard some Lemur, and now more Norel Pref.
John, there's no way to put it into words what I feel now. I will do anything you want in one of the most powerful positions over and over. Put me down in ways that I don't recall experiencing before. It will reverberate all my adult ass media. I would do it right. All in all, I am deeply committed to marriage between a man and his donkey. We're talking about me. Who cares? I could get sexual movement, but ask, reveal it all. Do it, people. This is a good group marriage, and you cannot go wrong by seeing marriage between daddies and little girls. And I would rather that be out of unstable, possessed hate mongers and bigots. You don't know. You know I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the intelligence or the wisdom. You can never be sure. John, there's no way to put it into words what I feel now. I will do anything you want. All in all, I am deeply committed. Who cares?
Nothing is bullshit. Right now, you either shoot me or tell me what the fuck is going on.
What the hell you doing? I'm banging that girl.
Why, out of all of the godforsaken shitholes in Mexico, do we have to meet here?
Spam? Yummy.
You are puke.
Forever.
Forever's a long time.
Yeah, tell us about it. This movie's a long time.
He's alive!
You're a shit monkey, boy. Easy for you to say after you fuck another man's wife.
I am no fucking around.
I am the devil.
As soon as that camera is off, he's gonna fuck that little dog.
The ghost in the darkness have come.
You remember where I said how I was gonna explain about life, buddy? Well, the thing about life is, it gets weird. People are always talking to you about truth. Everybody always knows what the truth is, like it was toilet paper or something, and they got a supply in a closet. But what you learn as you get older is there ain't no truth. All there is bullshit. pardon my vulgarity here, layers of it, one layer of bullshit on top of another. And what you do in life, like when you get older, is you pick the layer of bullshit you prefer, and that's your bullshit, so to speak.
What's your philosophy on life?
No, it's me.
Oh.
It sucks shit. Heavy metal rules. Heavy metal rules. All that punk shit sucks. It doesn't belong in this world. It belongs on fucking Mars, man. What the hell is punk shit? And Madonna can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. She's a dick. I mean, seriously, heavy metal definitely rules. Twisted Sister, Judas Priest, Dokken, Ozzy, Scorpions, they all rule. Yeah, she's tripping Jack Daniels. It all rules. All that shit rules. It's punk shit, circle of shit, and the dicks and all. That can go to hell. I don't care. You know, I don't really give a shit about that kind of punk fuck.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to do a song about Kasner Head Pussy. I'll never forget the first time.
It's a long-winded explanation, too, so bear with us. It's about Kasner Head Pussy. Now, Kasner Heads, well, Janer will explain it to you, the song. It has some, it's baby heads, the big wig, Kasner Heads, you know, like this. It's like a store you go to. Well, we'll do it for you, and maybe you'll understand later.
I'll never forget the first time we played this song for Willie. He'd been drinking whiskey. He liked to die after he heard it.
We said, hey, Willie, we wrote this song about cosmic goom abortion tolerance levels, and we'd like to play it for you now.
It's called Kasner Head Pussy.
Y'all can sing along. The words are Kasner Head, Kasner Head, Kasner, 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 Kasner Head, Kasner,
Kasner Head, Kasner Head. Y'all ready? One, two, three. Kasner head.
Oh, we can't get no Kasner head pussy since they took away our little bitty windows. Oh, they put them in a jar and then set them on the bar. County law came, that's when we pulled them down the drain. Kasner head.
Well, if you want to get the good blood to come out of a Kasner head pussy, you have to cut it across the side of the face. Well, he said, I didn't know they had faces. Well, I said, that's about all they do have. See, these are Kasner head pussies. That's about all they do have are faces. But I'm not trying to say you're a dumbass. I'm not trying to say you're a stupid asshole. I'm not trying to say you're the stupidest person I've ever met in my life just because you've never heard of Kasner head pussy. Well, I'm not saying you're incredibly ignorant. I'm not saying you need to be killed just because you've never heard of Kasner head pussy. That's not what I'm trying to say. Kasner head.
Well, if you really want to get into a Kasner head pussy, you've got to have an anchor ankle,
which keeps you from being sucked into the other zone by the incredible suction force of a Kasner head pussy. Oh, but I wouldn't expect you to know anything about that. Oh, no, you wouldn't know about Kasner head pussies. I forgot. Oh, you've never gotten any Kasner head pussies. But actually, Kasner head pussy is a bastardization. imagine a baby head. See, baby head is round like this, where Castor Head Pussy is playing down. It's like, Castor Head, Castor Head, Castor Head. And they shoot across the ground at 200 miles per hour. They're just, all they do is ever sing their songs. Castor Head, Castor Head, Castor Head. And that's what their song sounds like. It only has those three words. Castor Head, Castor Head, Castor Head, Castor Head, Head, Castor Head. Castor Head, Castor Head.
Oh, we can't get no Castor Head pussy since they took away our little bitty windows. Oh, we put them in a jar and we set them on the bar. And when counted all came, that's when we poured them down the drain.
That's it. Thank you. Casper Head Pussy. That was Casper Head Pussy. Thank you.
What really concerns me is anus wounds. Catastrophic attack. We'll have disaster. I fear anus wounds. I think we have a real good chance for anus wounds. I think there's a chance we may see our civil liberties abridged in a way we haven't seen since the Civil War and maybe further. I relish anus wounds. Government is not reason. It is not eloquent. It is force. Whatever, 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 whatever. I know this will sound as if I'm equivocating, but we were very eager. The president had already made up his mind to go to anus wounds. Vision. Division. Anus wounds. They're anus wounds. They're terrible wounds. They're tragic wounds.
If you have sex in the springtime, you might just make a person.
The beginnings of a baby.
What happens is this. Let's say the man and the woman are lying in bed together.
Because men lie to women in bed a lot. This part often happens in bed because a bed is so nice and comfortable.
The man loves the woman.
Or that's what he says.
So he gives her a kiss. And she gives him a kiss.
And they hug each other very tight.
And after a while, the man's penis becomes stiff and hard.
And much bigger than it usually is. It gets bigger because it has lots of work to do.
By this time, the man wants to get as close to the woman as he can, because he's feeling very loving to her.
Or that's what he says. And to get really close,
the best thing he can do is lie on top of her and put his penis inside her.
Into her vagina.
This is a very nice feeling for both the man and the woman.
Or so she says. He likes being inside her, and she likes him being inside her. Or that's what she says.
It's called making love, or whoopee, because it all starts with the man and the woman loving each other, unless it's an act of commerce.
It's a difficult feeling to describe, but if you can imagine a gentle, tingly sort of tickle that starts in your stomach and spreads all over.
That will give you some idea of what it's like. And as you know, when you're feeling tickly, you wriggle about a bit.
It's just the same here, except it's a special kind of wriggling.
It's easier to understand when you realize that the parts that tickle most are the man's penis and the woman's vagina.
So most of the wriggling happens down there.
The man pushes his penis up and down inside the woman's vagina, so that both the tickly parts are being rubbed against each other.
It's like scratching an itch, but a lot nicer.
This usually starts slowly and gets quicker
and quicker and quicker and quicker as the tickly feeling gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Oh God, oh yeah.
Now you may be thinking, if it's so nice, why don't people do it all the time? There are two reasons. First,
it's very tiring. More than playing football or running or skipping or climbing trees or playing grab ass or almost anything.
Good as it is, you just can't do it all day long.
And the second reason is that something really wonderful happens, which puts an end to the tickly feeling.
And at the same time starts the making of a baby.
When the man and the woman have been wriggling so hard, you think they're both going to pop, they nearly do just that.
All the rubbing up and down that's been going on ends in a tremendous, big, lovely shiver for both of them. Or one of them if he's selfish.
Again, it's not so easy to tell you what this feels like.
But you know how it feels when you have a tickle in your nose for a long time, and then you have a really big sneeze?
And the mucus goes all over the back of the girl's head? It's a little like that.
At the same time, a spurt of quite thick, sticky stuff comes from the end of the man's penis.
And this goes into the woman's vagina. Or whatever.
Well, believe it or not, this sticky stuff is how you and I all started.
It's called semen. And in the semen are sperm.
And they make babies. The end.
And that's why your mother's a slut.
Yes, dear friends. That was the Lymph Node Institute from WREK's show, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, Sex Instructions there. And you can actually download all of the Bob's Slack Time Funhouse shows from WREK.org. Before that, we heard The Anus Wounds Cut by Norrell Pref of NorrellPref.com and Cast Their Head Pussy by Doctors for Bob. I think that may have been a live recording, either from a Dallas or Arkansas show in the early 80s. Cast Their Head Pussy. And before that, with some movie quotes that Mula Mutata sent to us, and Don't Try This was by the Lamprey Systems. And now, Queen of the Robotoids by Heart Ignition.
Robotoid alert apprehend. Bob Dobbs, he'll make you pregnant with his dripping penis. And we don't need that. Robotoid alert apprehend. Bob Dobbs, he'll make you pregnant with his dripping penis. And we don't need that. Robotoid alert apprehend. Bob Dobbs, he'll make you pregnant with his dripping penis. And we don't need
Christian. Reagan is a Christian too, and they don't like to make a Christian out of you. Learn to consume and meet a nice girl and follow her fucked up rules. Make you a slave with what they call school. Beaten in church on Sunday, back on the job on Monday, sacrificing the prime of your life for mindless religion and greed. After the load you have paid through, all and Jerry will save you. Nothing had ever seemed like you're taking it out the ass.
He gave you horrible skin problems. For God so loved you, he gave your daughter multiple birth defects. For God so loved you, he gave your mother terminal lung cancer. For God so loved you, he severed both of your legs in a car accident.
I personally believe that you consistently expand. It's a constant increase in the quality of your cum. Absolute consistency. You want lasting cum. Are you consistently increasing? Are you constantly increasing the cum? Constantly cum. Are you developing more passion and cum? Are you consistently increasing? Is it constant? Is it daily? Not too bad, huh? Are you consistently finding ways to increase? Are you sold on the concept? Okay. In the short term. and that's critical. The only way we're going to get what we really want is by understanding what's most important to us, and that is a sense of increasing calm. And you know what? So how do we get ourselves to consistently act in a way that causes us to really increase calm daily and enjoy it? The increase in my calm and the increase the, think about it, and growth comes, feel good. And when they come,
why me? Why does this always happen to me?
How are you going to use this? What must I do to expand myself?
Because you're a pig. Crack on the street corner.
Why can't I get crack on the street corner? Why can't I get crack on the street corner? I've dumped a lot. But you know what?
This is the end of...
Lois, what are you doing here? I'm just changing out of my underwear.
Highly illogical, Captain.
Oh, Clark, you're such a scab.
Lucky she doesn't
hide
know
me,
I'm
Spock,
secretly
hide
Superman.
Me. Oh, my thunder.
If only you
heartbeat.
Were a real He-Man like Superman.
Didn't Mr. White have a job for us today?
Oh, he had a job for me, Clark. He doesn't trust you because you're just a art fag.
But I've got seniority, Lois. Look, I've got a press pass here.
Oh, seniority smartly. Oh, Superman, if he doesn't need a press pass because he can get anywhere he wants, he's a man of steel. Because he's got a rod
knew.
Of iron.
Wow, what a rod.
He really knows how to sweat.
One of my headphones just went dead. It must be Lex Luthor. Excuse me, I'll just step into this stock room and take the inventory.
Ha ha! At long last, they've got Lois Lane alone. If I capture her, I'm sure I can get Superman. Ha 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 ha!
All right, Luthor, unhand Lois. Hey, where is Lois anyway? I thought you said she was here.
That one guy's Luthor, but he's
Superman.
Even Luthor.
You came here just in time. I got even Clark Kent. Wait a minute. Where is Clark Kent? I had him in my secret compartment.
Now I've got the drop on you, Luthor. Kent's working for me. If he only knew.
Oh, Superman. You and your stupid little reporting tricks. Unfortunately, though, I've got a kryptonite ray. Have some of this.
Must
Soupy
get the
man.
Two red
cake.
Get
glass.
Blacking out. Can't take it.
At long last, the man of steel groveling at my feet.
Luthor, I'll kiss your fundament. Gotta keep him talking until I can get that red K ray off.
I'm sure you're willing to know what my evil diabolical plan is for world domination.
Yes, you always tell me before you attempt to snuff me.
Well, it's something I can't resist, you see. You see, quite simply, it's this. First, I took over the world. Then I dominated. Then
faster,
I destroyed.
Luthor, faster. I've heard it all before. You cheap, tin-pot, mad scientists are all alike.
I'm not
you
a
talk
party.
Tough. But when it comes down to the real nitty-gritty, you're just a big cream puff with no moxie. You get me, Luthor? Your dynamite ray or whatever it isn't working. See, it's bouncing off my chest. Oh, I guess it isn't bouncing off my chest.
I know what you're trying to do, Superman. You're trying to make me think like I'm not a man. Well, I'll show you. I'll turn off the kryptonite ray, and I'll beat you with my own bare hands. Here.
That was your mistake, Luthor. Because my X-ray vision, my X-rated vision reveals that you are indeed a weenie.
I'm not a male chauvinist.
Janer, wake up. You're having a dream.
Oh, I'm not a feminist. Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
It was all of the old switcheroo. It wasn't Janer dreaming at all. It was a feminist dreaming she was Janer and being dominated by a male chauvinist that was being dominated by a female.
Now the whip's on the other foot.
I'm sorry, Lois. I didn't mean to interrupt you while you were dreaming, but who is this Janer anyway?
Well,
what's he got that I haven't got?
Well, actually, I think it's something along the lines of a long schlong.
That's not anything we can say on the radio, Lois. But, you know, you can get away with anything where
he
I'm
calls
concerned.
Himself Superman. You're talking to a boy. Hell, I can't be stopped by kryptonite, birth control pills, or anything else. A boy, you talking about... Well, you must have seen me skinny dipping in cold water. I don't think you're talking to a boy now.
Gosh, Miss Lane, who is this crude character?
He's the man of steel with a rod of iron.
But well, it looks like a hyperclesian or something.
Well, I'm not saying I'm well endowed or anything like that. What I am trying to say is my dick one time hitchhiked down to New Orleans, got some, come back up here, and
no, we can't
I didn't
be
even
doing
know
that
about
it.
We
can't be
can't
doing say, that.
We can't
do talk
that,
about
we lose
Richard
show,
Nixon.
And ain't nobody
no
worth
Richard
losing
Nixon.
Show.
We will not refer to the President Richard Nixon as dick. Richard
don't
Nixon
you know
is
that we're
president.
Right before the gospel
and
so hour,
and
say,
all those old ladies will get mighty offended
so I guess
if they hear you
say anything.
Oh, my God. Turn him down. He's going to get us
if
to lose our broadcast
If you listen carefully, you'll
license.
Find he's gone.
Yes, dear friends, Hal and Papa Joe Mama on an old KPFA show. I think you can also hear Janer in the background. It takes Janer a long time to pick up on that they've switched to Superman and it's not Star Trek anymore. Before that, Norrell Pref, absolute consistency cut up, and Nice Lawn Asshole. That long musical bit was by the Rudy Schwartz Project, and you can get more of the Rudy Schwartz CDs at schwartztone.com. And now Norrell Pref.
Rio, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It's hard to find more gorgeous man anywhere. I came to Rio for man. Absolutely crazy. Man, I heard a lot about it. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Over, over. Everything's sexy and erotic. One thing I do believe, my favorite body part, the ass. Because it's so romantic.
I like that.
You know something? Shake it. The ass.
Can you teach me a little bit about it? Some nice words.
Bunga.
Good.
Yes.
This is NBC, the national
baby. That's Scouting.
Papa. Across the nation, Boy Scouts are observing boys. That's Scouting.
O'Reilly. Smear. American children, there are no rules, O'Reilly. Throwing dirt all over the place every day of my life. Smear.
Little boys,
there are no rules.
Little boys,
let me, do and say pretty much anything. Harm people with vile, no ethics or scruples. Awful worst. All bad. Awful.
Liar,
yeah,
pants
I get
on
that
fire. Liar,
yeah,
pants
I get
on
that
fire.
Can't even think. Zombies. Can't even think.
In that case, Bush orchestrated the 9/11 attacks.
Oh.
Bush orchestrated the 9/11 attacks.
Loony. You know, you're making a good point. Absolutely
exactly.
Valid. Excellent point. Spit this stuff. This stuff.
Facts are what they are.
But what are you, crazy?
Little boys.
I gotta have them. Thank you very much.
Me.
687-3515. Got another caller here taking the bait. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm just listening to your show. This is Reverend Magoja, and I don't appreciate how you talk about Jesus Christ, and then one guy on there, he wants to talk about porn. If you're going to talk about Jesus, then keep it all the way Jesus, because there are children listening to this radio station.
Well, what are they doing? Jesus? What are those children doing up this late?
Jesus and his children.
What's wrong with these people that hang up so quickly?
What about Christian pornography?
Yeah.
My friend Sterno one time, it was Legume, I think, it posted something that was offensive to some Christian guy on a porno news group. And this guy gets all upset with Legume for posting this artwork. And Legume goes, "What the hell are you talking about? You're Christians and you're regulars on this disgusting porno news group." And it turned into this whole defense of, just because we're Christians, that doesn't mean we can't be, you know, dedicated masturbators. I mean, come on. it was really, they got so mad at Legume, and they asked him for a picture of himself, and he sent a picture of me. And the next thing I knew, my head had been added to all these gay porno pictures. That was supposed to be terribly insulting.
That's when you know you've arrived as a celebrity.
I was pretty proud of myself. Actually, I was proud of Dr. Legume. He did a great job of trolling those guys.
You know what? That sounds like one for the books.
I don't know which news group it was. I recently looked at a midget porno.
Not Christian porn, probably.
You know what? I just saw.
This wasn't a Christian midget porno news group, but it was just, I guess, midgets of any religious belief or even atheist midgets engaged in hardcore sex photography.
You know, just the other night, I think it was Friday night on WVIZ, there was a show about the lives of little people.
Oh, really?
They interviewed these people back in, like, 1981, and they came back and interviewed them, you know, 25 years later to see how they've turned out. It was really just, like, surreal, just watching all these, these midget school bots. Except midget is not an accurate term. It's not that it's politically incorrect. It's that it's inaccurate.
Right, right. Yeah, technically they're all dwarves of different types.
Right, and these couples. Like, you had dwarf couples that had dwarf children. And they talk about how, like, oh, yeah, we've all got this kind of dwarfism, but, you know, except for this one kid in the family, you know, one of our kids has this kind of dwarfism instead.
Right.
And, you know, this one couple talked about how they first, you know, got interested in each other because they had the same type of dwarfism that was really rare. And, you know, these people would have their houses modified to, you know, to be for somebody who's 3 feet tall.
Right.
And then they had their toddler children who were extremely adept at finding their way around the kitchen. Because at that point, you know, the kitchen is built for somebody that size, so they just have their normal-sized kids go do everything for them.
Right, yeah, there's lots of cases where they'll have normal-sized kids.
Yeah.
There was a dwarf guy in my high school. He got, it was maddening, too, because he got more than I ever did.
Oh.
He got some, what can I say?
Yeah.
A little bit of radio synesthesia there with host Dr. Sinister from WCSB.org in Cleveland. Before that, we heard the Nutcase Bush by Norrell Prep, some lemur cut-ups and other Norrell Prep cut-ups, and now some more Norrell Prep cut-ups.
As I'm growing, I want anything foolish while we're talking. Take my ass. Use me. Please use me. Just use me. Use me. They take me completely. Here am I. Use me. All of it. Use me. Please use me. You will use me. Use me.
Billy Buck. Clusterfuck, Billy Buck, clusterfuck, Billy Buck, clusterfuck, Billy Buck, clusterfuck, Billy Buck, clusterfuck, Kazam.
You really want to pee on myself. You actually pee on myself in the field, in my bottom, from the ground, from my little chain. The people that are actually sleeping, that are getting beyond every night, and listen to my stories.
Sausage, biscuits, and gravy,
gravy, gravy.
Meat and potatoes, meat and potatoes. Waistlines continue to grow. Sausage, biscuits, and gravy,
gravy,
gravy.
Stupid. I'm being racist.
See what happens?
Racist because I'm stupid. Stupid.
See what happens?
I'm being racist. I'm being racist because I'm underclass.
Asinine, asinine, ass clown.
I'm tired of pussy. Homophobia.
Well, I completely
no, no,
agree.
I'm tired of pussy.
solid joke, right? That's what they asked you, isn't it? It's all a joke, right? You can't be fucking serious. Saucers and aliens? What's wrong with you? Are you mental? Somebody forgot to take their pills today. You fucking psychos. You can't be serious. July 5th? You just can't be serious. What's up with this? I mean, come on! It's a fucking cartoon character with a pipe! What's wrong with you people? Haven't you seen the light? Jesus saves. Moses invests. But you know what, folks? We're the ones who are truly blessed.
That was Priestess Pisces at 9X Day 2006 with Reverend Angry Larry of the Amino Acids and Reverend Carter LeBlanc and Reverend Phil, I think, in the band. Five-Fisted Tales of Connie. And friends, you're listening to the Hour of Slack, X-rated version number 9. For more information, of course, see www.subgenius.com. Before that, the Peon was by Reverend Da Vinci, and the Billy Buck song was by Just John. Billy Buck Clusterfuck by Just John. I think you can get more of his actual music stuff at just-john.com.
We're going to get you. There's that little prick. There's that little cocksucker. You better get the fuck out of here. You better get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. God damn, that was powerful.